our next guest. He is a financial advisor and a financial strategist with Hodges Capital. Clark Hodges, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. The last time we had talked about how surprising it was that the market was doing as well as it was with all the craziness going on in the Middle East and with gas prices and with the uncertainty of the budgets for the federal government. But now it appears that the market has been reacting negatively the last week or so. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that. What have you seen from the market in the last 7 days?
Well, my personal opinion is that people and media and press and everybody's really too focused on the day-to-day fluctuations of the market and trying to determine what bit of news affected the market that day. That's really nonsense, if you ask me. The market should be looked at over a longer period of time rather than a 1 or 2 day or even a week time frame. And so when somebody says, well, the market's done this the last 3 days because of this, I just say hogwash. That's really not what goes on. The market has its own agenda. The market will do what it's going to do, and there's not one human that's going to be able to predict it. So if you understand that and believe that going into it, it takes your focus away from the daily fluctuations of the market, and you focus on what you're actually doing, which is investing in companies. When you're in the stock market, you're investing in publicly traded American companies, in my case. My firm, Hodges Capital, all we do is invest in domestic equities. So you're focusing on what the companies are doing, and you're talking to companies. And if you're talking to Home Depot, for example, and Home Depot is saying, hey, our business is good. We've got a lot of people coming in because they're repairing their homes, or there was this flood over here, and we've got people trying to repair their homes after that. So business looks like it's picking up. That's what you need to listen to, and then evaluate Home Depot on a price earnings multiple, and then evaluate for yourself when's a good time to buy it.
When we talk about companies like Home Depot, who else are you recommending with confidence to your clients?
The things that we look for in an investment are a couple of different strategies, a high barrier to entry. In other words, a company that if a competitor wanted to come along today and get in that business, it would take them a while. It'd be hard to do. And a good example for that is down here in Texas is a cement company, Texas Industries. If I wanted to start a cement company today in Texas, and I wanted to build a cement plant that would compete with Texas Industries, just to get the approval from the local government and to build that plant, it'd probably be 7 years before I had my plant up and running. So that's a business that has a high barrier to entry. So they can afford to pass on price increases in their business to the consumer because they have limited competition. So companies that have that, if you can think of a company that has that, I think that's a good start for looking at what types of companies make good investments.
Has the stock market roller coaster ride of the last decade been much greater than others, or is it just something you say you just ride out?
I definitely think we're more of a volatile stock market. I still say you ride it out, and you have to be in the market in order to grow your net worth. You're not going to be able to grow your net worth just by putting your money in your mattress. But because there's so much attention on the daily news of the stock market, if you stop and think about it, 20 years ago, CNBC was invented. 30 years ago, you probably got most of your TV news on the stock market every night on the local channel for maybe a minute. And so it wasn't covered as much. So it's kind of like having a football game when there's 3 or 4 different broadcasts stations covering the same game. You're going to get a different view and a different opinion from everybody that's covering that. So there's probably too much information on the stock market, when in actuality, it's a very simple thing. You like a company, you believe that company is a good investment, you believe in what they're doing, the products are good, their service is good, you invest in that company, and you invest in that company for a long-term outlook. You don't invest in that company for next week.
Clark, I recently read that after the Great Depression, an entire generation was scared away from the stock market. Do you think investors have been driven to the sidelines for good because of what's been happening the last year or so?
I definitely think the same thing is going on in our society today based on what happened in 2008 and 2009. There's a generation of investors that are skipping out on this, and that's a sad thing because the market does not need to be judged on one bad year. And if you don't get rid of the bad thoughts that 2008 brought you, if those remain in your mind too much, then you're going to be risk adverse. You're not going to take risk, and you need to take risk in order to grow your net worth. And risk is not a bad term. A lot of people think risk is a bad thing. But if you know what you're owning, if you've researched what you're buying, and you've talked to the managements, and you know the products, you've maybe even used the products, then it's not as risky as it seems in a lot of cases. If you're buying companies that you just don't understand what they're doing, you know, Warren Buffett says he doesn't buy anything that he doesn't understand the business, then that is risky. But just because the market's up one day 100 points and down next day 100 points, doesn't mean it's not something worth doing, because risk is part of life and you need to take risk in order to benefit.
Clark Hodges is a financial advisor and financial strategist with Hodges Capital. Thanks so much, Clark. We'll talk with you again soon.
Good to be on.